Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today is Pentecost. So how many of you know what Pentecost is? Okay, I'll give you a really brief lesson on what Pentecost is. So Pentecost is the 50th day of Easter that we celebrate the Spirit through whom and in whom the people of God are created and recreated. So it's the seventh Sunday after Easter. It's sometimes called the church's birthday, but might more appropriately be called its baptism day, since the gift of the Spirit is the fullness of baptism. We heard today Ezekiel's vision that showed the Spirit resurrecting and recreating not just individuals, but a whole people. Now, you didn't hear this part, but in Romans, it was made clear that God is in the process of recreating the entire cosmos. And I'll give you a little brief portion of that as we go through. So one of the main themes of our readings today is the Holy Spirit. I'll try and do this. Everything hinges upon the Holy Spirit. The apostles and other men, women, and children being able to speak in many tongues and to be understood by those listening is what we heard in our reading from Acts. And in Ezekiel, we heard about the Spirit breathing flesh and blood and breath into dry bones, and then they came to life. And in John, we heard Jesus explain to the apostles what the role the Spirit would play, both in the Christian community and in the world. Now, an alternate reading for this moment, for this morning, is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 20 through 27. And maybe you want to look at that when you get home later today. But I'd like to read verses 26 and 27 for you now. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I love the phrase, with sighs too deep for words. To me, it invokes such a sense of awe and inspiration that's given to us by God and by the Holy Spirit. What do we know about the Holy Spirit? We know that the Holy Spirit came down from heaven. We know that the Holy Spirit guides our lives if we allow ourselves to be guided and live in the way that God has commanded. We know that the Holy Spirit teaches us and directs our steps so that we can be guided. And we know that the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Maybe we know about more about the Holy Spirit than we thought we did. But there is something else that the Holy Spirit offers us, and that is the gift of love. Over and over again in the Bible, we are told to love one another, to love God, and to share all of the love that He has given us. The Holy Spirit is right in the middle of that. The gift of love may be one of the most powerful gifts that we have received from God and the Holy Spirit. Perhaps our acceptance or rejection of that love is what helps to send us down the right or the wrong path in our lives. I recently watched, again, the movie Frozen. Perhaps some of you have seen it a time or two or five or ten. It's a Disney animated movie, but I love those kinds of movies. They usually have a happy ending. But as I watched the movie this time, I realized that the most important thing about the movie is that love prevails. The two main characters, Elsa and Anna, each have to learn the power of love in order to live and save their lives. The sacrifice of her own life that Anna made is what ultimately saved both lives, both sisters. Now, I don't know that the writers intended this comparison, but the movie reminded me again of the sacrifice that our God made for us. Obviously, the movie is not real and can't truly compare, but I realize how much love he has for us when he was willing, even more than that, he chose to give up the life of his only son so that we might have everlasting life, that our sins might be forgiven. God's love for us and the love of Jesus for us is what allows us to live by grace. God's grace. We are saved through faith. Our desire to love, which I believe is given to us by the Holy Spirit, is what God wants for our lives. When we love God, we can then love ourselves and then ultimately love each other as God has commanded us to do. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. As I was praying and thinking about writing this message, the one thing that kept coming to me was this message of love. I know today is all about the Holy Spirit, but if we let the Holy Spirit into our lives, love will certainly follow. And of course, whenever I think about love and the Bible, I am reminded of the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I know probably you've all heard it before, but I'd like to share it with you this morning. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. The Holy Spirit is what God has provided for us to help guide us in all areas of our lives. If we will take the time to stop and to listen to that voice, the Holy Spirit will enter in. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love.